Hello there, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Rabbi.
Okay, I didn't realize. I'm sorry you're having shared a holiday. I don't know if it's good with them.
What better way to spend the day or the evening?
Okay, I remember when I was many years ago, I made the mistake of having a date in the East Side on New Year's.
Oh
Oh boy, it
boy.
was like Mamish World War II going on there. The fireworks, New Year's Eve. The Mamish fireworks and fireworks. And I ran like a petrified to MTJ and hid in there. Okay, anyway. So, but all right. That's how they celebrate New Year's. Okay, let's just wait a second. A little funny, most of the Geisha holidays are takeoffs from the Jewish holidays, but I don't see how New Year's is any Damien to Rosh Hashanah. I don't know. Doesn't seem to be. Okay. All right, so let's go back where we're holding. So we basically, just to review, we basically had two problems on Tisus, sorry, some earlier problems. Is but the two problems that seem almost similar is that Tisus, the Re, goes ahead and attacks the Reva with three questions, or he brings three raya against the Reva. He doesn't really say he's attacking the Reva. This tends to be, but he brings three raya that the Reva is wrong. Could be he knows that the Reva would answer these raya. It's mean they obey Bukhra from the Reva. Reva doesn't hold to these raya. Could be because he needed the fact that Bishni Asura. But it's in his world, it's three rayas against the Reva's Hashkafa. One is from Ketana, two is from Katan, Katan, and three is from Bitgadargana. So our problem was that Ketana, I understand. It seems to say Imamish is a good Yibum. The last one, Shloka Darkana, says you're kinda. You're kinda, that means it's a good Yibum, and you're Nikayim the Mitzvah. Because we know Typhus is Shita throughout the Masechta, is that Kinyan and Mitzvah are Tali Zebizet. He put down on that base already. By the need of Typhus, he put down that you say. That Kenyan and Kiyum Mitzvah are totally zebizet. So okay, so he has a valid kasha according to the or a valid raya according to Reva that you only yotzei the mitzvah without kamas shame. So how could you be kinyan slash yotzei the mitzvah in these cases where there's no kamas shame? The problem is what's his middle raya? So if he read the Gemara, Katan Abba Katana Tikadlenu. Like Rashi apparently learned it in Kedushin that he's mamish yotzei the mitzvah, and tikadlenu just means that, and that's why he's allowed to stay with her. He wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah, be yeshesach. The Torah says he's mamish yotzei the mitzvah. What's tikadlenu mean? That you can't divorce her. Normally, when you're married to someone, you can divorce her. But here we have a new Messias that you're married and you can't get divorced. Okay, so then it'll be this exact same kasha. Here we have another example where you mekayim the mitzvahs yibum, even though there's no hakamas shame. But the Maisa, Tosfos and Kedushin argues with Rashi and says that you're not yotzei the mitzvah, quotes the Gemara, that it's only kainem midrabbanan. You're not yotzei the mitzvah. And it seems pretty clear from Taisis Alamin Hay in the days that the Re, because that was the Re, learns like Taisis in Kedusha, because he brings from there a Mikor, a Raya, whatever exactly Pshat is, that the he compares it to Muberes, where you're not Yotze in a Mitzvah, and Avo began to know Eish Yisach. So it's, you know, it's pretty clear that then that's the Re. And this is, our Taisis is the Re. So that means that the Re learned Katan Abba Gadana, Tikadlenu, 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 that you're not Yotze in a Mitzvah. So what's this Kasha and Rashi? What's this Kasha? It doesn't say you're Yotze in a Mitzvah. By Biyashlogadaka, it says Niknis. But here it doesn't say Yotze in a Mitzvah. So the only choice we have is to say, this Kasha is, that according to you, the Riva, there should be an Isser Eish Yisach, right? That's not Beferish and Taisis, but that's seemingly the only choice, because if Taisis anyway agrees you're not Yotze in a Mitzvah, and that's not what the Mishnah doesn't say, you're Yotze in a Mitzvah, so what's your problem with the Riva? You're not Yotze in a Mitzvah. So the Chayr of this Kasha has to be, yeah, but according to you, Riva, since you're not Yotze in a Mitzvah, you should be over in Isser Eish Yisach. So our problem is, what's the Kasha? There's Hutra. Hedamai, Taivis doesn't hold the Hutra, so then you have the exact same Kasha on himself. Because Taivis also agrees you're not Yotze in a Mitzvah. For a different reason, you're not Yotze in a Mitzvah because of Ish, but the Maisa, you're not Yotze in a Mitzvah. So there's a Hutra. So once Taivis, the Re, agrees that you're not Yotze in a Mitzvah, and Avo began to know Eish Yisach because there's Hutra. So he should say the same thing in the Riva, that you're not Yotze in a Mitzvah, but Avo began to know Eish Yisach because there's Hutra. I, according to Riva, you're not Yotze in a Mitzvah for a different reason. So what's the difference? Why do I care if you're not Yotze in a Mitzvah because there's a pasuk of Ish, or you're not Yotze in a Mitzvah because of the Biyash ain't right to hide it? If you're not Yotze, you're not Yotze. There's no different, there's not, you know, oh, you're not Yotze worse. It's the same thing. You're not Yotze, you're not Yotze. So no, what's the difference between the Re and the Riva? Why does the Re feel that the Gemara of Katan Abba Gadayda makes sense according to himself and does not make sense according to the Riva? Right? That was our first problem. And then our second problem was that similarly, the Taivis Harash asked the Kasha on the Riva, that according to you, if by a regular Besuda, the Bia, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, therefore there should be a Din Nasra. And even if you do Miach, you should have Nasra Shachas, Nasra Olamis. So our Kasha, that means that Nasra Shachas, Nasra Olamis. And it's pretty much clear that there's an Isser Eish Yisach. There is no other Isser. There's no, the only, the Nesra Sha'achas, Nesra Olamis, is you retain the Isser of Sha'achas. So there's no, the only Isser that Shaykh here is Eish Yisach. I think the type of the Rosh said Beferish, the Isser is the Eish Yisach he wants. So that means that he was assuming that the Tishas Nefila, of Besuda, according to the Riva, since you couldn't do Hakam Hashem, so there's an Isser Eish Yisach. So again, why should there be an Isser Eish Yisach? Why is it any different than by Muberes? So the Rosh himself asks his Kasha, why isn't there an Eish Yisach? He said, just like there's no Eish Yisach by Katan Abba Gadayda, Katan Abba Gadayda. So this is the same case. There's no there should be the in other words, it's the same svara. We should say just like we say over there, Hutra by Muberes, and by Katan Abba Gadayda we say Hutra. So here also by the woman fell, she did Besuda, and you have to wait till you do Miach before you do Miach if you would have Bia. So if you would do Bia without Miach, so Pashas it should be Hutra, just like it's Hutra if you have Bia while she's Muberes. Just like if you have Bia while she's Muberes, the din is that it's somehow Hutra, you're not over the Isser. So you should have the same thing when you have bia when she's has a basula. She should say hutra.
What was Tyvus Kasha on Lamed Hay?
Tyvus doesn't, this is not Tyvus Kasha. Tyvus Kasha was, why is it not an Isser Eishesach by Muberes? If you have Bia with a Muberes, and then she was Ipila, since according to Reish Lakish, you're not Yotzi Mitzvah Yibum, because it's a special din, whether it's a Pasuk or a Svara, it's debatable. But there's a din that Bia is Muberes Lashma Bia, you're not Mikai Mitzvah Yibum. So why aren't you over Isser Eishesach? Because you had a Bia without Mitzvah Yibum. So he answers, me did I, that didn't know it, sir. Just like by cut that bog data.
Doesn't that mean that he understands? In other words, he asked the kasha that I don't understand. There should be an Isra Eishesach. And the answer is, but he doesn't say what, there's no pshat in cutting up.
So that's a good point that we have to understand. Obviously, this is what we have to understand to answer this question. Let me just say what Shmuel is saying. What Shmuel is saying structure is that we have to understand what Tyvus's answer is and figure out a way that Tyvus's answer is limited only to Katan Abba Katana and to Muberes, but it would not include the case of the Tyvus Arash of Besuda. And if you want to answer Typhus at the same time, it would not include the case of Katan according to the Riva. Okay, but that's exactly what we have to try and do. That's a structure. But the Kapashis, we don't have a structure for that. What's the difference? They're all the same. They're all four examples of where you do not fulfill the Mitzvah Yibum. So what's the difference? One case, the other case, they're all the same. So,
Pashtos and Tosos on Lamed Hey, what was the Havamina and the Maskana and Tosos? Pashtos, the Havamina appears like he's saying that you have an Isser Eishesach. If you're doing a Bias Mitzvah, that removes it.
Right.
And he answers, no, it was removed before you did the Bias Mitzvah. It was removed earlier. And therefore, you can do other Bias in between and eventually do your Bias Mitzvah.
Okay.
Okay. How could that be said according to the Riva, such an idea?
Why not?
Because if the Riva requires that the first Bia should be a Bias Mitzvah.
It doesn't require the first Bia to be a Bias Mitzvah.
It requires
that in order to be Yaitzi the Mitzvah, you need a Bia right like Hamid Shame.
Okay, so not in Tulsa. But according to the way the Rush.
The Riva never said that the first Bia. Where would the Tyvus and Rush get such a thing in the Rush? In the Riva?
Because he never said
that the first Bia has to be.
But he's definitely gripping it. He's saying, according to you, that it has to be that the question should be even with a regular Besuda.
Because the Riva said the first Bia, because the Tyvus and Rush is taking for granted.
If you need a bias mitzvah, then
you're over in Isser Eishesach. You know, he sounds like he's working with the Havamina of Tyvus and Lamed Hey, that if you're not Mikayim, if you do a bia, and you're not Mikayim the mitzvah, so there's an Eishesach. So therefore, the only solution for that is that the first bia was a bias mitzvah. But once you see Tyvus answer in Lamed Hey, that you can do a bia, it's not a bias mitzvah, and there's still no Eishesach. So then what's Tyvus Arash?
Why can't it be a different angle? The way the Rush is gripping the Riva from a different angle, he's saying if you require a bia of Akama Shame, then it has to be the first bia. It can't be.
Where'd you get that from? The Riva clearly doesn't say that. Because the Riva, when he asks his kasha, throws in will be a Shni Asura. Now, I'm not a fear what I'm saying, because the Rush is arguing with the Riva. Gufa, according to the Rush, is gripping the Riva didn't need that for his question. But I'm just showing you the Riva clearly is staying, the fair is not like you. So,
but the Rosh is saying, the Rosh is telling the Riva.
Where the Rosh made something up without any basis.
But regardless, he is making up an assumption. He's basically telling the Riva, Lashitascha, you're wrong.
According to me, Pshat is, he's making up something logical. The Riva said that you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah without become ashamed. The Rosh says, listen, everybody, it's a Dover Pashit. That if you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, you're over Eishes Och. You don't hold that way. Okay, but this is Pashat. This is Misvara. And it's Pashat that's true. Memeila I have a Kasha from Besuga. So that makes sense. He's allowed to make an assumption if it's based on Pashat Svara. Either he doesn't agree with that Svara. Okay, but that's the Pashtis. But the Rosh will make up a Svara which no one ever said, and there's no Hechruch, and there's no indication. Tom, there's some new thing. It has to be the first Bia. Whoever said it has to be the first Bia. Where'd you dig that up from? By cutting a bar katana, it doesn't have to be. It's not the bar. You know, even according to the Re, you're not yetzi the mitzvah with the first Bia. You yetzi the mitzvah when you do the later Bias. So where did the Rush get to assume that according to Riva, there's some kind of din that the first Bia, you have to yetzi the mitzvah with the first Bia? Why? Why would he assume such a thing? Okay, besides which, just an amount of MS, I don't agree with your reading in Tavis and Lamin Hay. So let's unless someone has something else to say. Anyone have anything to say? Let's get, you want to say something, Rafi? You're about to look like you're getting ready? No? Let's skip to Tavis and Lamin Hay because I don't agree. I think that's really the starting point. Is we're probably misreading Tavis and Lamed Hay. So let's get the that's what I would guess. So let's read Tavis and Lamed Hay. Okay, we'll read the Tavis, and then I sent also the Tavis of Rush today. Just makes it, even though usually I happen to think that the Tavis of Rush and Tavis disagree. Could be here they actually agreeing, but okay. Okay, the timer. We're skipping to the middle of Taisus. Lam and Hey, I'm a bay, give me a mass of Tigoli in the middle. Timer, the Resh Lokish, but your Resh Lokish, all be as Mubaris Lash Rabia. Kainis, if into Mubaris Epila, my part of Minakorbin. Kim in the BS Mubaris Lash Rabia, Ganesh, Dog Shabba Melkomitsi. So Taisus takes on as a Svara. As a Dover Pashit, that if you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, it's an Eishes Och Shlomo Makom Mitzvah. That's Tavis Gasha. Tavis Gasha is based on a Svara that if you're in Cain, Eishes Och Shlomo Makom Mitzvah. Now, what's Tavis's answer? So Sandy said, Tavis's answer is, I feel often on the period. That's the answer. I made a mistake. I said Svara, that there's no mitzvah. There's an Eishes Och. No, I'm wrong. You say, well, no, Taib is not going to say he's wrong. He would have without a raya. What's my raya? Because of cotton. How's that a raya? It's just you got the same kasha in two places. That's a raya. You ask the kasha over here in Yavamis. In Svara, you feel it can't be. It's not possible. Oh, I'll show you somewhere else. Oh, okay, now it's good. So you got the same kasha in two places. Like what did Taisus do? If Taisus's kasha was based on Svara, so how does he answer it?
Potential.
Well, he says. You're saying this by Svara is, what's potential mean?
Potential means that we see that even something is mamish not good, it's loshme bia, but there's some kind of potential in the future. That says I can't even hide the carbon in that case.
Okay, but Taibis and Svara didn't hold of that and held in Svara that's not right.
That's what needed cut then. That's what needed cut then for.
But if he held in Svara, that's not right. So Katan Gitan doesn't show that's right. It just shows you have the kasha over there, you have the same kasha over there too. So, you know, that's not a fair raya. If I have a kasha, the two gemaras that say the exact same thing, that's not called a raya. So this, I have a gemara. The gemara says the cow jumped over Elsie. The cow jumped over the moon. Hey, that doesn't make any sense. A cow can't jump over the moon. Oh, but I got another place that says that Harvey the cow jumped over the moon. Okay. So I guess cows could jump over the moon. If you think in Svara cows can't jump over the moon, so the fact that you got two cows that jumped over the moon, so you don't have the same kasha. You didn't help you anything. So Tavis kasha wasn't Svara. Tavis kasha was in Cain, Eshazav Shomakom Mitzvah. So in his answer, and he doesn't even say any Svara. He says, Omeri, Papin Okin Omachai. What?
No, it could be he's saying a new Svara.
Tavis said a Svara, and he doesn't say anything. He just said, no, I'm wrong. Well, I got a raya. The raya is not Shver. Right? I said, Akasha, how can a cow jump over the moon? That doesn't make sense. The answer is yes. A raya, because I have a cow that jumped over the moon. If in Svara, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. If Titus would have said, Yesh Loim Amari, and he would have offered some Svara, okay, so maybe Titus is Mechanish of Svara, which he didn't know in his Havamina. If you look in the Titus Arush, the Tavis Arush does offer some Svara there a little bit. But the Tavis don't say any Svara. Why? Well, me did have it.
If he does understand Katan and Gedayla, whatever, right? Katan and Gedayla, if he does understand that, let's say it's in Kufiral somewhere, he does that. That's everybody understands that shot. He's allowed to have a Shikol HaDas, is it like it or not?
So how does he explain that?
I'm saying, Ayin Shom. I'm saying, is he Machleif to explain here? The Sugi there?
Here, but you gotta fill in the Ayin Shom. Fill in the Ayin.
That's for us to fill in. That's for us to fill in. I don't know if it's a Kasha on Taisvis that he didn't fill in the Ayin Shom. Because if he has, he's allowed to have the Shikol HaDas. I'm saying, Beneo Bein Lamed Hey, it's not Shver. He's allowed to have that back and forth and says Ayin Shom. However, you understand over there. He's allowed to have that.
Okay, but you're not wrong. In fact, you're probably right, but you're not really explaining it. You're not being fair.
You could read it into Tysus also. It's not a raya. He's not necessarily bringing a raya from Cotton. He's using the Cotton Shabal Yavimta Gedola to explain the Svara, meaning...
How does that explain the Svara? How does that explain the Svara? Sorry, I don't see how that explains the Svara at all.
Because Cotton... However, it's working over there. It's Tysus has a way of understanding that case. That's why he brought it as a raya. Tysus obviously has a way of understanding it.
Okay, so what is the Hesber? So I think Shmuel happens to be right that we have to understand the Hesber of Katan Abba Gedayla. So what is the Hesber of Katan Abba Gedayla? Why isn't there an Isra Shesach over there? So it happens to be that who asked that Kasha?
Baruch Bera.
No. The Gemara. Right? The Gemara. I think we actually learned it in Elo. The Gemara and the Kuf Yud Aleph asked the Kasha. So let's look at Gemara and Kuf Yud Aleph. The Gemara asked the Kasha. Where is it in the Gemara? Kuf Yud Aleph from the days. So, I mean, it depends on Rashi or Tzadis, how you read the Gemara, but look at the Gemara. Right, the Gemara, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down from the large lines on the bottom of the page. Karikan, the fourth word. Karikan, the Hokim, the Hokim Shame. Bola bar Hokiyu. So the Mishnah doesn't make sense. You didn't fulfill the Hakim. Katan is not a bar hachi. So what's the kasha? According to Rashi, the kasha is very simple. The Mishnah says you're yaitzin a mitzvah zibum. The kasha is Why are you yaitzin a mitzvah yibum? You're not a bar hukum shay. But according to the Taisus in Kedushin, who argues with Rashi, and says the Mishnah never said that you yaitzin a Mishnah. All the Mishnah was saying is that there's no iser eish yisach, and therefore you should stay and keep on having beers, and then eventually when you get older, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. So what's the Gemara's kasha? But no one ever said you yaitzin in a mitzvah. So what's the Gemara's kasha?
Says lav bar hachi hu. He can't do the mitzvah.
So what? Well, lav bar hachi hu now.
So it's a shalom b'malka mitzvah.
Right. So the Gemara's kasha has to be that there should be an iser eish yisach. Right. That's the only possible shot. According to Tzivos Shita, that the Mishnah says that you're not yaitzin a mitzvah, you can't give a get, because once you did beer, you can't give a get. On the other hand, you're not yaitzin a mitzvah, so you're stuck. You just have to keep on having beers with her until she gets older. So the Gemara's kasha is, you know, I come ashamed. So the kasha is, there should be an iser eish yisach, shalom b'malka mitzvah. I think that's the only way, according to Taisus, you can learn the Gemara. I don't know if anyone says it beferish. I'm just looking, I think the Taisus Chad Kamoy. Does he say it? I don't see it. No, I don't see it. But I think that's the only possible shot in the Gemara, according to Taisus. That the Gemara is asking, why do you say there's no Isser? And you can keep on having beers. There's no Akam Hashem. So that must be the Gemara's Kasha. So the
Gemara. You can't be asking that, how can we give a heter to it?
That's it. How can you give a heter? Well, what's the Isser?
No, I'm saying Sam's nuss. I'm saying maybe it's, no, we don't if it's not bar kama shame. So what are we letting them stay together for?
I don't think it's an issus nuss. It's done. Issus nuss is, there's no. I don't think there's an issus nuss when it's done derech ishus. They're miyachi with each other. She's not gonna. She can't marry anyone else. You know, I don't think that's called derech. That's nuss. Nuss is when you're without ichud. You know, you're miyachin her, you're kind of her midrabanan. Yeah, she's midrabanan. If you have a kinyan derabanan, it's not derech nus. Midrabanan, this yibam of a katan is kind of her midrabanan. That's what Taibis and Kedushin said. That it's kind of kinyan mimer, midrabanan. So it's not nus. So I think the Gemara's kasha is that there should be an iser eish yisach. So Amar Abaya. Amar Kroy Yavama Yavala Kodu. So there's a pasuk. There's a mashmos and a pasuk. That's mashma. That is no iser eish yisach. Rava Amar Belav Achin Amos is Amrit. It's Mukhruch without the pasuk. We know there's no eish yisach. Because when you can read it Ashas Yerelei, there's nothing that's now usher with an iser eish yisach. Well, Basar Harit Shaita Shari. Because otherwise you would say, So it's the fact that there's no Din Nesra prove that there's no Iser Eish Yisach. So both Abai and Rava are saying that really in Svara there should be an Eish Yisach. Logically, there should be an Eish Yisach. But we have a pasuk in the Torah that there's no eish yisach. We have a raya from the Torah. According to the Abaya, because the Torah said, Yivama Kaldu. And according to Rava, the Torah said that there's a nefila.
What is the Abaya saying?
Abaya said that we have a drasha. Yivama Yavo Alaha Kaldu. So that drasha is telling you that you can have a Yivam Kaldu. Yeah, I mean, there's no iser eish yisach, obviously.
What does kolduhu mean? I'm sorry.
Kolduhu is a drop. I mean, it's not a real yibum, but it's a quasi yibum. It's a little yibum. It's a little yibum done by a little person. I don't know. Somehow, it's called the little yibum. And Rava said,
"No, he could be saying that it's Yavo Yalaha, that there's a special mitzvah, there's a chiv of being Baalaha even by itself. Meaning,
I don't know what he means. Kaim a mitzvah? I don't know. I don't know if that's what he means.
There's obviously no Isser because
there's no Isser. The Torah is saying that you should.
Right. The Torah is saying there's no Isser because the Torah is saying that's what you have to do. You have to be Baalaha.
Yeah, okay. You don't have to, but you should, if you do it. And according to Rava, since the Torah said that there's a Zika,
the next pasuk says Hakamat Shame. It's two separate things, meaning obviously Yavai Olah is something by itself.
Okay. But
what's Rava's for?
What?
What's Rava's for? What's Rava's for?
I'm saying that there's a pasuk that says, which tells us that if the dead brother has a live brother who's one day old, she's zakat liyibo.
Right.
If this brother is one day old, if he would have an iser eishes
ach,
so why she would be zakat liyibo because it'd be nesra shachas nesra lamis. So it's a simon. It indirectly we can learn out from the Torah that there's no Eishes Ach, because if there'd be an Eishes Ach at the time in the Nefila, then the Eishes Ach would remain forever, and then she would never have Yibum. Torah, and then she wouldn't be Zakuk. Pasuk says she's Zakuk. She can only be Zakuk if eventually you're going to be able to do Yibum.
Right. Okay.
Forever, and you're not Zakuk.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
So it's a simon, since the Torah says she's zakuk, that means that there's no eishes ach forever, which means that there's no eishes ach now. So we have a raya from the Torah that there's no eishes ach. So anyway, so what comes out? So then...
The Tosas HaVamina Maskana has to be in Uberis itself.
No, I don't agree. Comes out that Taiva's answer is that he's saying like this, that we have a pasuk. The West Side is bringing a raya from Katan. Oh, here there's a pasuk. Nuberis doesn't have a pasuk. So what does Taifas want?
No.
What kind of Taifas?
It's no worse.
The type is bringing a raya from Uberis. Uberis is a special pasuk, either Abai and Rava. But here there's no pasuk. I'm sorry, not right. Katan is a special pasuk. But Uberis doesn't have a pasuk.
You don't need a pasuk. It's no worse.
Oh, so Tarek says it's a binyan av, right? That's what I agree. In other words, that's what Taivis means. Midi dahave. Taivis means to say like this. Why not? My svara was such a good svara. Tarek says midi dahave kata bo gedayna. The kata bo gedayna. We have a pasuk that tells us that there's no eshesach, and now we make a binyan av.
So that is a switch within Mu'beres. I mean, he originally thought one thing in Mu'beres. Nothing changed in the Katan. And the Katan Tosos doesn't have any different
divide. Nothing changed by Mu'beres either. It's just that
he originally thought Mu'beres that there should be an Isser Eishes Ach.
And here he's agreeing that in Svara there should be an Isser Eishes Ach, but we have a Limud. We make a Binyan Av. You know, there is a big, without me, Svara, we would never. It's not that Taivis is saying that in Svara, there's some reason why there's no Eishes Ach. He's saying that the Torah was Megane. Logically, there should be an Eishes Ach. But the Torah, logically, there should be an Eishes Ach by Katan Abo Gedayla. Came on the Torah of Megane that our logic is wrong. And now I make a binyan av and I apply the Limud. Then I see by Katan Abo Gedayla, let's say the Hezbra and Katan Abo Gedayla in Hutra. So the Torah was Megada, but you can't say Hutra Misvara. You need a Mekar. So the Torah was Megada, the Svara of Hutra. And now I make a Binyan Av to Mu'beres. So Tzayv is not really changing Mu'beres. He's being Mechadish that there is a new Drasha. That there's a you can make a binyan av from katan. Taiva says, I mean, the thought that katan, a bog, some kind of special xeris, a kosev over there, You can't make a, you don't make, the Tavis doesn't make his own drushes. We don't necessarily, who says you make a binyanav? The special exeris like us, by cotton. Who says you can learn it out to anywhere else? Tavis is mechadesh. So the ikker answer is that we can, is midi. Midi doesn't mean a raya. Midi means this is a mekor. This is how we learn it out from there. It's a drasha.
What's the difference between if Tosos have a mean, or was it there's a special gezeres akasa by cutting that you can't make a binyan out of it? So why now is he making a binyan out?
Because that's his answer. That his answer is that you can make an, that you're allowed to make a binyan out. That the Tavis is having just assume that it's a special din over there. Tavis is answering that me did not have it. You're allowed to make a binyan up.
But what changed? What changed? Is having mean was you couldn't, and now he says you can.
The answer is kasha. He had to be mechadesh. That he Tavis didn't want to make a new drasha because the Gemara doesn't make such a drasha. Tavis doesn't like making his own drashas. But his answer is mikayacha hechroch. You have to make this a new drasha, that there's a binyanav. You know, that's a big chiddush to say that you're making a binyanav. The Gemara doesn't say such a binyanav. Making up a new drasha, the Gemara doesn't say. So the Havamina was, the Gemara doesn't say that it's such a drasha. Pashtus is no such drasha. Some of it is some kind of pircha, why Katan's different. And we don't go ahead and learn out to everywhere else. We don't find any such drasha mentioned in Shas. Tavis answers that since I got a tremendous kasha and I'm stuck, I have to say that you could make a drasha.
Okay.
But the fourth is it's changing Pshat and Tavis. Way Sandy learned Pshat and Tavis, it's not just Sandy, it's me too. Everyone learned Pshat and Tavis. That Tavis, when he's saying me did the Ave, he's just bringing a raya. But really, his answer is without me did ave. His answer is that I'm in Svara, I'm wrong. It's just, how do I know? I'll prove it to you. So I'll prove it to you from Katan. But that's very chaser in the Lashon of Tavis because he doesn't say any Svara. He doesn't say any reason why in Svara is wrong. He just says, afilo, afilo, mechayev. So to say that Tavis was mechanesh of Svara, why he's wrong, and midi da'ave is just a raya, that's very chaser. So I'm saying, fakir, Tavis is not mechayish any svara why he's wrong. If you would ask Tavis' opinion in svara, he would still say he's right. In svara, he's right. Logically, there should be an eshezach. But there's a drasha. Okay, there's a drasha. I can't start up with a drasha. Midi da'ave. We're learning it out from Katan. Habit Mishmuel, this is what you said. I mean, I'm taking your structure, but I'm just filling in the detail. You said Shmuel, however you explain Katan. So I'm filling it in. That the way we explain Katan is a drasha.
But this is on the side of no mitzvah, right? It's just very funny that the Gemara has drushes. And I'm saying the Gemara has drushes as mashma very much. I mean, to me, that there's some kind of mitzvah, kol dehu mitzvah, whatever that is.
The second, okay, I don't know. I don't know whether...
Why do you have all these drashas to say like that?
The first drasha may be saying there's some kind of kol dehu mitzvah. Second shot, there isn't, it didn't say anything about a mitzvah. So the
Afil yom echad, what does that mean, afil yom echad?
Yom echad just means that there's a din nefila. Ki esh v'achim yachtav, that as long as the brother was one day old, she falls the yibam to him.
That's all. The age is after. Okay.
And therefore, Mimele, we know that there's no dinestra because she falls the yibam. It doesn't say that there's a mitzvah yibam. So we have a drasha. So now, I don't know if this helps us for anything. So, it doesn't really, structurally, it doesn't help us because, good, so you have a drasha. So this drasha should include the case of Besuda. And the drasha should also include, you know, the type of the Rasha's case of Besuda. And it should include the Rivas, Katan Abar Gedayla. Katan Abar Gedayla, I keep on saying it wrong. Katan Abar Gedayla. And if I care, there's a drasha by Katan. So what in the world is Tavis's Gasha on the Rivas? There's a drasha. You know, like what does he want from the poor Riva? The drive, I mean, makes Taisus even worse. What's the reason, Kasha and the Riva, that according to you, Kotlin Abba al Gedai, the Shavin Isser Eshazach, there's a drasha that says it's now Eshazach. So what do you want? Just like according to you, there's a drasha. According to me, there's also a drasha.
And the Taisus Rush clearly argues with this, right?
No, which type is it? Which type is it?
The one by Besula, because he says about Mitnayach, you don't need Mitnayach. You say clearly it's a drasha. The logic there should say that we're working within these systems. Same why would we go on a tangent?
So let's look at the type. Maybe we should look at the type as a rush on Amin Hay. Maybe that sounds like a good suggestion. I don't know.
I'm saying, but the type is a rush over there who's gripping. There's a rush who asks on the Riva.
I don't know. I don't need him. You're making a zetment of him, but it's not fair because we left Taisus at Rosh Shver. You can't make a zetment of him from something that's Shver. You know, you don't know what he's saying. So that's not a zetment of him that you don't know Pshat. That's the only thing you can zetment of him. Okay, so let's see the Taisus at Rosh in.
Let me just remind me what was the kasha on Taisus HaRosh before the one Shmuel bring up?
We had two kashas before we today. We
not had on kasha. That was on Taisus HaRosh. You mean the same kasha?
No, we had one kasha on Taisus and one kasha on the Taisus HaRosh are very similar. Taisus asked a kasha on the Riva from Katan Abba Gedayla. So we said, what's the kasha on the Riva? The kasha is there should be an Eish HaSach. So the kasha is just like there's no Eish HaSach in the Re, even though there's right. Ish, so there's right. No Eish HaSach in the Reva. What's the difference?
Right.
Now, then the second kasha that the Taisus HaRosh asks the kasha on the Reva that according to you, you should have a Din Nesra by every Besuda. Every Besuda that falls to Yivan should have a Din Nesra because before they did Miach, there was an Isser Eish HaSach. So the kasha is, why is there an Isser Eish HaSach? Just like by Katan and by Muberes, there's no Isser Eish HaSach. Even though you can't do Mitzvah Yibum, you have to wait till she becomes Eish Muberes or whatever, or the kid grows up. So by here also, this, even though you can't do Mitzvah Yibum right now, you have to wait till you do Miach. There should be no Isser Eish HaSach. So what's the rush is kasha that there should be an Isser Eish HaSach and therefore there should be a Din Nesra? Why right. Is this different than Muberes and Katan where there is no Eish HaSach? Right, that was a kasha on the Taisus HaRosh.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's look at the Taisus HaRosh in Lamin Hay. I sent it sometime this afternoon. Sorry, I should have sent it earlier, but had a very, very busy day today. Went to Hollywood. She even went to Hollywood today. Whatever. We learned in Hollywood. Okay, so Taisus HaRosh says.
Where is it? Where is it on Lamed? I'm in the safer.
I don't know. You have
a safe. I have the safer.
So the Divrei HaMaskil Bereish Lakish.
Amin
Hey Amin Beis.
I see it. Reish Lakish here.
So halfway down, it starts in Taimar.
Okay, thank you.
So in Taimar, and it's almost word for word like Artisis. It's interesting if you compare him to Artisis, you notice the slight nuances. In Taimar. Same words on Amai Pturim in a Korban. We have Amai Pottim in a Korban, the same thing. Kiv the Bias Muberes Lo Shmo Bia. Since you hold Bias Muberes Lo Shmo Bia, Eishitach Shamako Mitzvah. So it's almost word for word the exact same Kasha as Artisis. That's again word for word like Artisis. Artisis says, So it's interesting, he sticks in here a line. Our Tavis doesn't have those words. The Tavis or Rush sticks in extra words that we don't have in Tavis. Right? Our Tavis says, it's exactly the same words. Midirave, I mean it's mamish word for word like Artisis. Taifas says, Tafido Okino Machayev, Midirave Kodabagdo. He has the exact same words, Tafido Okino Machayev, Midirave, but he sticks in some words in the middle. So, okay, now again, we don't know if you're arguing with Taifas, but since they use the exact same words, I would be inclined to think he's not arguing. So what are these words adding? What is Taivis didn't say these words. We said Taivis was beautiful without these words. So what is the Taivis that Rush doing when he's adding these words? Keeping the event.
It sounds like he's trying to change his far, that he's adding his far to it.
All right. So then what we said media is that you're making a binyan av. And I said, well, he's arguing of Shad and Midi.
I don't know. I'm just reading those words without the meaning.
I'm trying to push you. So what?
I thought he sounds like Rav is Svara.
So what do you have to say is Svara? So the Chayra in Pshat is that he's saying a Svara, but he's saying that we would never say the Svara, the Svara. We're only saying the Svara because we learn it out from Katan Abagadayda. And in other words, his kasha was that it's not logical. He's not going to answer it to Svara. This Svara is not a good Svara. The logic, if it's just Svara the Nafshe, this Svara would not be a good Svara. But we have a Mekar. We have a Binyan Av from Katan Abba Gedayda. Now the question is Katan Abba Gedayda Stam Xeris HaKasuv? Something that's totally illogical. I don't know if you make binyan av from things that are totally illogical. You know, the whole svara of binyan av is a Torah with megada a svara, Torah with megada shava kesef kikesef, and then we make a binyan av. But there has to be some Torah megada something. I'm not sure. So what he's trying to say that we have a svara about the. We would never have said the svara on our own, but midi dahave, we say the svara. So there's a little difference between Taisvis and the Taisvis Arash. Is Taisvis just says we learn out from Kadabagadana. He doesn't say any svara. And the Taisvis Arash is saying, we learn out from Katan Abba Gedayda of Svara. Now, I don't know if there are machlokes.
Maybe it's just saying.
Or the Taivis also agrees that we learn out this Svara. Just Taivis didn't bother saying it because since it's not a logical Svara, so it doesn't make any difference to Taivis what the Svara is. But if I had Taivis would agree that we limit the Xeris HaKosev to this Svara.
Isn't he just saying Rava? In other words, we have a svara. We have a din to say Nesra here. There should be an Eshesach. The logic is true. Rebbe said there should definitely be an Eshesach here, and so on. Now we should say Nesra. Now the fact of permitted later on, does that uproot this idea of Nesra? Because Rava says he can't have a Nesra if Gufi can
be permitted later. Rava said it as a simen. It's not a Siba. But he's
whatever that is, it's going to apply the same thing. Whatever that is, we'll apply it here.
He's saying here as a Siba. Kivin means the reason. The reason why there's no Eshesach is Kivin the Avimtohi, which means that there's a Zika, Bechazel Achazman. So it sounds like he's saying that there's a Svara, but the Svara is not a Svara Sichli that we would have sent on our own. But after we have a Pasik of Katan Abba Gedola, the Pasik of Katan, in other words, we have to go ahead You know, we're going to learn out from Katan Bhagadaya. But what do you learn out from Katan Bhagadaya? So you have to, like, limit it. So the what we limit it, we're not learning out that Stam, the Eshasach, is Hutra. Because if we're going to learn out Eshasach is always Hutra, excuse me, then you should be never over on Eshasach. How come you're over on Eshasach by an Einanis if there's no Mitzvah Sibah? The Eshasach Kishlov B'Yalama is over on Eshasach. We're not learning out from Kaptan Abba Gedaila that the Torah started with Matar, the Isser Eshasach. It's the Torah was Matar, the Isser Eshasach, only in certain situations. So we have to be Magder, whether it's a Svara or it's a Geder, I don't know, either way. Avada Kaptan Abba Gedaila is a Xeris Akosav. The Torah Megad is something that we would have never said Misvara, that there's no Eshasach. But now we want to make a binyan av to extend it to other cases. Where do you extend it to? You don't extend it across the board. There are cases that there is an Eshasach. An Eidonis is over an Eshasach. If you're Miyabim and Eidonis, and you're over an Eshasach, you don't say, well, the Torah said there's no Eshasach. So if Torah says, we're limiting the pasuk because that we're giving a svara to the pasuk. It's a yavimto because it achas man. You know, there is a Torah that does hutra or whatever, because or the eshasach goes off because it's a yavimto, because there's a zika. Not like einanis. Einanis, the eshasach doesn't go off. There's no zika, but here there is a zika. You're gonna be zakek. You're gonna be able to do the yibum later. So you're.
Why should you ever have nesra? Why should you ever have nesra? Say later on, it's gonna come back. Achazisha, all the cases. Then you slug up the whole nesra. They nail bay.
Because achazisha has no zika now, because the iser erva is mafkia zika. So there's no zika right now. She's mutter to shuk right now. If you have an achazisha, even though theoretically you expect your wife to drop the Achaz Isha is going to die. But right now, she's in Erva, and right now, there's no Zika. So right now, she's not in the gather of Yevimto, because there's no Zika. We learn that from a Pasuk, that an Achaz Isha is Mafkia Zika. So therefore, it's not Yevimto. That's good for what he's saying. When do we say that there's an Isser Eshasach, when you're not in the Kaim, the Mitzvah? That's when it's not Yevimto. But here, where by Katan, it's just still it's Yevimto. There is a Zika. There's nothing to be Mafkia the Zika. You just can't fulfill the mitzvah because you can't fulfill the mitzvah. Whatever, there's a technicality, there's a pasuk of Ish, or you know, whatever reason we can't fulfill the mitzvah right now. But it's not something which is Mafkia the Zika. There's no anti-Zika force, so you still Yevimta, there's still an Isra Neshuk, the Chazen Aches Man. So therefore, in those situations, the Torah says the Eshasach goes off. Not a blanket rule. The Torah is saying Eshasach goes off, even though you don't for you know, it's not a mitzvah Yibun, there's no Eshasach. When is there no Eshasach? When she's a Kuka, and it's Chazin Achaz Man. In other words, you need those two requirements. So what the Taivis Arash is doing, I think is very nice. I would assume his Taivis agrees to this too. Is he's just limiting the Xeris Akosif that we find by Katan. And he's limiting it so that now we can make a Binyan Av to anything which is similar in those cases. Okay.
According to Rebbe, it's Machlokes Rishonim whether or not.
Machlokes who?
Taisus Rosh and Taisus.
No, I think.
Whether or not a Misvara lane and with a Binyan Av help or some kind of help or some kind of no, we need more direct, right?
No Machlokes. Everyone's saying the exact same thing. Everyone's saying that we're making a Binyan Av from Katan. Just the Taisus Rosh is Masver a little bit clearer what the parameters of the binyanav is. How do you know? Why don't we extend that binyanav from katan to einanus? Why do you only extend it to muberes? Yeah, you have another case. You're not doing mitzvahs yibam if you have bia with an einanus. You know. So the rush is explaining the parameters of the binyanav. The binyanav is telling you that when you have these two ingredients, then there's no eshesach. Not that this time, whenever there's no eshesach, anytime there's no eshesach. It's when you, even though you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, but you have to have these ingredients. You have these ingredients, then there's no eshesach. I would personally assume that Tzivos agrees to this too. It's just Tzivos wasn't relevant to Tzivos. The Tzivos didn't say it. Wasn't, you know, but Mistama Tzivos agrees that these are the parameters of the binyanav. That by Katan has these parameters, that she's still Zekuka, and she'll be Chasin Akas man. So that's when the Isser Eshesah goes off. Okay. Anyway, what does this do for us? That's $1 million shayla. Does this do anything? Or is it just we got nowhere, just got a lot of maybe clarity, but don't do anything? So would this answer any of our problems?
You would never say by Pesul or the Nesra, for sure not.
So you're saying it does not answer our problems.
I'm saying I don't understand what the Tzivos Rosh is saying over there. I'm saying with this svar, he's going a different direction. He's going I don't know.
I want to know if it does answer our problem. I don't, to tell me that it doesn't, I don't need you to tell me there's a problem.
If there's any way to force the Riva to learn the Gemara over there like Rashi, then he doesn't have, you know, the sources that Tosfos has.
Okay, but that sounds rough. Like,
yes, I agree. I have no idea even.
It's Mokrok, Tosfos and Kedushin says it's Mokrok from Bikias and Shas, but that's how to read the Gemara. That there's no. So it's going to say the Riva doesn't agree with those. Can't, you know, I don't know. That doesn't sound, and I can do that.
Maybe he's trying to answer the kasha that we had on Tosfos and Rashi.
I'm trying. I'm saying, I want to know.
What again was the kasha on Tosfos and Rashi?
The Tzivos HaRosh, we had a kasha on our Tzivos and Tzivos HaRosh. Tzivos HaRosh asked on the Riva,
right.
According to you, Riva, if you before you do Mia Be'etva, there should be a by regular Besuda. Right. Regular Besuda falls to a Yavim. So without Mia Be'etva, it's not a valid Yibum because it's a Bia Shana Roy Lahaydik. And therefore, there should be chow on her and isereshesah. The meida, even when you do miyach be'etzba, there should be a din. That's the shachas, that's the alamis. That's the Tzivos HaRosh's kasha. So our problem is, why is there chow and isereshesah? Tzivos HaRosh says himself that a muberes doesn't get an eshesah.
Right.
And a katan doesn't get an eshesah. So why does the pesula get an eshesah?
Right. Okay.
Was clearing what's considered chazil achar zman, meaning what would be considered chazil achar zman?
Yeah.
Is it? So in other words, maybe miach be'etba is not something that's considered. Roy Lacherzman, because that's a different, a totally different thing, a totally different, the way she is right now, it's not Roy Lacherzman.
In other words, you're saying that maybe
Chazir Lacherzman
has to be without any action. The prayer just automatic. It's just
right
naturally. So therefore, you're saying that here, a new faith. So here we're saying that faith is, we're saying that in our type is you have to do miyach be'etzba. So that's not chazei lachas magid. If you wouldn't do that miyach be'etzba, you just sat around and did nothing, the issur would be it would be forever never roid a b'yibum. While by muberet and katan, I'm sorry, even if you sat down and do nothing, it happens by itself. It's a natural process. I know Muberes, I'm not sure about, but basically, she's going to miscarriage by herself. She miscarriages. So you're saying, so that would answer the type is a rush, right? I think that's what I hear.
And what maybe Tysus also, maybe you could use that for Tysus also. Happy
with that is because I was hoping that the whole reason we went to the Tzivos HaRosh and Daf Chav is because we were hoping, just the logic and the madness is that we had a problem on Tzivos. What was Tzivos' Raya from Katan Abba Gedaita? So we thought that if we'll have the same problem on the Tzivos HaRosh, and then when we answer the Tzivos HaRosh, we'll come back and answer Tzivos. And if you're right, that the answer to Tzivos HaRosh is because it's not chazei lachas man, that's not going to help for typhus, because typhus is a problem of by katan, which is chazei lachas man. So superficially, at least,
typhus only says I understand katan lachas man. I don't. He said, but
according to Riva, it's no good. And our problem is, why is the Riva any different than the Re? In other words, I was hoping, I'm still hoping, that it's like one, if you have two questions that are very similar, to give one answer to answer both. But what you're L'chaira doing is giving an answer that answers one without answering the other. So, okay, maybe it's MS, but it's not really helping, because you're saying the type is a rush, had a right to ask on the Riva, because miyach be'etzba is a new thing. So it's not chazei lachas man. But why did the Re have a right to ask on the Riva by katan, where it is chazei lachas man? So, okay.
The Taisa Rosh Lamaisa says that miyach be'etzba is considered like, since it's only mechuser, miyach be'etzba. So I think the Taisa Rosh says Lamaisa that she is mutter because of that, because of the later, because la'achar miyach, he would be okay.
Wait, his original kasha on the Riva was that it should not be, there should be a dinesra. So we're trying to understand his original kasha. So we're saying that his original kasha is because you want to say, because he felt that even though Muberes and Katan is mutter, that's only because it's chazei la'mi with achazman. By miyach be'etzba, you need a maisa, so you don't, it's not mutter. I hear that. So therefore, that's why he had a kasha on the Riva. But okay, but I'm saying, but it won't help us. Why did he ask on the Riva from Katan Abba Gedola? So
is Tysus possibly asking that if we're gonna be, if we're for potential gonna mop there an Eishes Ach and never say Nesra, then certainly a Kama Shem shouldn't be an issue. Because once we see really Etzim should be Aser, but the Shveta is gonna tell us that not even in the have the Isser Eishes Ach, we're gonna mop there an Isser Eishes Ach, we certainly shouldn't be worried about a Kama Shem.
I don't know that follows.
Well, we see by Katan Abba Gedola that right? I'm saying that how can we say that the Etzem we should say what Nesra over here came to a Kama Shem, but therefore nothing should happen at all, right? And nothing should get started by Etzem, right? But by Katan we see exactly the same thing. We see it, nothing really should happen, and Eishes Ach should really come back, and yet we say no. We say, oh, we unravel everything because of later on.
For what? So.
So therefore, by a come of shame, the fact that right now we can't, as long as later on it could be a come of shame, meaning the people are really the come of shame.
The mitzvah. Now we're not talking about the inspiration itself.
Right, but it follows that if
the mitzvah, what is
learning a come of shame to Eishesach. We're learning a come of shame to Eishesach. That just like the Eishesach, the Torah is willing to squash the Eishesach and not say Nesra and do all these things because of later on. Right now, Be'etzem it's Roy. It should be Usher 100%.
The come of shame is what you need for the mitzvah. You know, it's like two separate things. It's the Isser and the mitzvah. I don't know.
Right, so I'm saying that part, that this need of a come of shame, if I could get to it later, it should be exactly the same thing.
That sounds a little... Shiko Gedarshan. I don't know. Who says?
Well, Tysus maybe understands the first Bia like considered like Miuch, Batzba.
First Bia. What?
The Rivaz first.
Yes. So therefore. I don't know what that does to you.
That would not be.
Okay. All right. I'm going to end because we're over time. Okay. Yeshikayach, everybody. We'll have to try and figure this out.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Okay. Yeshikayach, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Question. Why is there so much discussion about the fact that she can be the other when it's clear that the Rivaz is not considering that, taking that consideration, because he could have built that into his Svara, and he's...
No, we're saying that the Taisus, we're saying at your side, maybe this is a little, that the Re is not attacking the Rivaz according to the Rivaz. He's attacking the Rivaz according to his own logic. He's saying, obviously, you don't agree with this question, because you brought in the Biyashniya Usser. That means that you don't hold what I'm saying. But I hold that this is what should come out. If your logic is right, then in my opinion, this is what should come out. Therefore, in my opinion, it proves that you're wrong. It's like, you know, the Rishayim are allowed to do that. They're allowed to use their opinion to slug up the other person, even though the other person wouldn't agree with their opinion, because they're not really interested in the other person's opinion. You're only interested in their opinion. And the way, in the theme, my Yashris, this is what should come out. If your Svara is true, you said a Svara that you need a common shame. If that Svara is true, then it should come out that there's a Din Nesra. Now, you happen to disagree with that because you hold of some other Svara, but I don't agree with your other Svara, so I'm allowed to disagree with you.
All right,
okay, all right, good night, everyone.